We are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's again start from the Mishnah. Hatzomeis v'hagidim v'hanoisa yisareifu b'shisha osa. You burn the Hatzomeis and the Gidim and the Noisa. The first day of Chalamoid. Chal tazayin liyes b'shabes. If the first day of Chalamoid is b'shabes, yisofu b'yudzayin. So then it is burnt the second day Chalamoid, v'shein am doichin leyes ha-shabes v'leyes ha-yomte. So Rashi says, Atzomei shelo yochel l'shoivron, mibnei shenes raboi shvires ha-etzem, v'noiso behen moyach, v'rei hu noiso v'ton tzreifes. So Rashi in the Mishnah says, pshat, that the maskonos ha-gemor, according to one mahalach, that the Mishnah holds that they cannot be broken now. You're not allowed to break them now. There was leftover moyach. So you have to burn the moyach. You cannot burn the you cannot break the yatzomis in order to get to the moyach. So therefore, you have to burn the yatzomis also. Why do you burn the gidim? The gidim should be eaten. V'hanoiso b'sar Pesach sh'nis'atzlu b'achilosei v'nitoiso. The third case of noiso is a mikradike case that they were mis'atzl and they did not finish eating it, so memelo you have to burn noiso. B'shisha osu sh'ucheilei sh'omoyet b'af alpi sh'nifsal b'aboike rishin. It was already nifsal the first day of Yontiv, ein rashay l'serfo b'yontiv k'demaforish b'gmor. Omar Rav Mori Baravue Omar Rav Yitzchok. Atzmois kotshim sheshimshu noiso, the atzomis of kotshim, that they were meshamish the moyach inside, which became noiso, is metamim es hayodayim. He says, the meshamshay noiso, midrabonon gets hilchis noiso, so just like noiso midrabonon is metames yadayim, so the tzomais of kochim that the moyach became noiso is also metames yadayim. Hoyul v'nase bosses l'dover ho'os. So this has become a v'nase bosses l'dover ho'os. So Rashi, sheshimshu noiso, shenoiso behem moyach chutz lezmanoi, vishimshu ha'atzomeis alolu, so memele is metames yedayim, kenoiso ratzme, shegoso chachomim, shetames yedayim pek basre, kama bepilke maisolo, bigmore, bosis, the Rashi, kedematakinen, kanoi besise. Mokim moishovoi, this is the mokim where the Noisa was lying up. So the Gemara says, name him Misayele. I have a raya to Rabbi Yitzchok. Atzomis, we have in our Mishnah, Atzomis, Vagidim Vanoisa, Yisareifu Letezayin. That they should be burnt, Tezayin. Hani Atzomis Eichidom. Ilayim at the last full Moyach, if there's no Moyach at all in the Yitzchomis, Lama Bisreifu. So why do you have to burn them? Mishdinu, you can throw them away. Elopshitidis bumoyach. So Koch is speaking about that it has moyach. Yamrit bishloim mishimush noiso milsohi. If you'll say there's such an inyan of misham shein noiso that has the din of noiso, amotelohochi boi sreife. So that's why you need sreife. Because, I says, even though mitzat, the Gemara held now that after it becomes noiser, there's no iser of shviras etzem, because it says etzem leisish peruboy bekosher veloy beposel. That was the avmin of the Gemara. So memela, so why don't you burn the atzomis? Why don't you break the atzomis? Why do you burn them? So is the amrit bishloy meshimush noiser milsei. See if you'll tell me that there's such an inyan of misham shein noiser. Amotolochi boys reife, so you need reife out the din noisa that was chal on it, because it's mishamshe noisa. El yam rechim mish noisa lav milsehi, but if you'll say that Shemesh Noisa La Milsi, Lama Lahu Sreife. So why do you burn it? If Shemesh Noisa is La Milsi, there's no such thing, it's Barinu. So let's break the Atzomis now. Now there's no Isa of Shvira Setzim. Mechalza La Moyach Ditu, we'll take out the Moyach, Venisrefei, and the Moyach will burn, Venishdinu La Ditu, and we'll throw away that Atzomis. Why does the Mishnah say you have to burn that Atzomis? There's such a thing as Shemesh Noisa. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Yitzchak. The Tzlach is Ma'ira, you could be mefakpik with the raya. Afilu you'll say Shemesh Noisa Milsehi, so could be that our Mishnah is speaking about a mitzvah, the raisa of Sreifes Noisa. So it says in our Mishnah that not only do you have to burn the Noisa, you have to burn the Mishamshe Noisa. Good. There's such a Mishamshe Noisa Milsi. So the Chiyuvi, the Reise, which are Chal on the Moyach, with Rabbonon is Chal on that Tzomis. Rav Yitzchak is speaking about a din de Rabbonon that Noisa is Metames Yadayim. So how do you know that this din de Rabbonon is also applicable to the Mishamshe Noisa? You can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. You can't bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Yitzchak. Leima Messiah. Could be davka by dini de raisa. So there they said the Mishamshe Noisa have the dini de raisa of Noisa. But mid Rabbona. But how do you see from our Mishnah that the dini de Rabbonon which are chala Noisa are also applicable to the Mishamshe Noisa? Maybe as a vayt keitmanish. He wants to say Enochanami. The Gemara means Lema Messiah. That means as follows. If it would say in the Mishnah that you don't burn the Yatzomis, so then Yizichik can say that the Yatzomis are Metame, because that's Mamishachuch and Plula. The Dini, the Eiraise are not applicable to the Yatzomis, and the Tumid Rabbanon should be applicable. The Messiah is, that's the Siyua. That means since we see in the Mishnah that al kaponim al taloch of mishamshe noisa the diraisa dikidinim are al kaponim applicable midarabonon to the mishamshe noisa. So then we can say like Rabbi Yitzchak, it's not muchach like Rabbi Yitzchak, al kaponim it's a siyua. That's what the Gemara means. Hello, lav shemami noshimush noisa milsi omri ever the Gemara loy. It's not raya from the Mishnah. Could be, there's no such thing, that Mishamshe Noisa has the Alochas of Noisa. Aye, so if that is the case, so why do you burn the Yatzomit? Kesovar, boy, bekosher, vafilu beposel. Tawr says, Vetzim, loisish, bro, boy, goes on all Kolben and Spacer. Afilu, it is posel. There's also an Isser of Shviras Etzem. So what's gate me wrong? That now the Atzomis became Noisa, and it's possible, but there's an Isser to break the Atzomis, of the law when it's possible. So my mail of that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that you have to burn the Atzomis because you have no Eitzah how to burn the Moyach. You can't break the Yatzomis, because there's an Isser D'Araisa of Shvira Setzem, afilu when it's possible. So, Mamela, that's why you have to burn the Yatzomis, but there's no Raya Bechlau that there's such a loch of Misham Shein Noisa Kenoisa. Frech the Gemara, afilu beposel, Salkedai, how could you say such a thing? Vosnan, we learned the Mishnah, Avol HaMoiser B'Toyer, a person is Moiser B'Toyer. That means he had a Kolben Pesach that was toyer. It was either the love of Moisei Siro. V'hashoy ver betomei, or a person went and broke that Tzomis of a Kolben Pesach which was tomei, einei soifik eso aboyim. So we see klal from the Mishnah. Why? No, a Moisei betoyer, no, it's a talav shem be'mais, it's a talav in the klase. But a shoy ver betomei, you don't get malchus, why don't you get malchus? If you're telling me that the Isser of Shviras Etzem applies by a apostle of Pesach also, so Swizgate Meron that the Kolben Pesach is Tomei, but why shouldn't he get Malkus? The Gemara loy kasha. That means that what I said, that is an issa of shviras etzem, even though it's a posel korban, it matters. Loy kasha. Kan shoyse loy shasa kosher. If the Pesach was once kosher, so there was chal already an issa of etzem loy sish beruboy b'shas kasher usoy. So even though later it became posel, it became noiso, but the issa remained. And that is, so Memela said that is pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was speaking about it was a kosher, a kolben Pesach, so it was chal an issa of shviras etzem and atzomeis. So even though now the atzomeis become noiso, there's still aloche of the still issa of shviras etzem and the atzomeis. That is our Mishnah. Kan shaloi hoi shaloi shas hakoish. But that what it says the Mishnah later, shayiv betomi and isoivikas aboim. That is speaking about the pishas zrikas adam. The basel was tomi. So the basel never heard a shas hakoish shalachila. So there was never chalan issa of etzem loisish beruboi. Because Bishas never got the boss, never got a heter achila, so never got a heter achila. So taka, so then there's no it's the boy bekosher, the boy beposel. That is true. But if it was already chal Bishas kashrus, so the issa doesn't go off. But if it never was kosher, then there's never chal an issa of etzem leisish beruboy. Zok the gemara uman tana deshoni lei ben shoisa leishas akosha leishas akosha. Who is the standard that differentiates? And the Gemara Rabbi Yaakov, the Sanya we learned in the Baraisa, the Etzem Leisish Peruboy, so the Tanakama says, Boy Bekosha Veloy Beposel. And Rabbi Yaakov Oimel, it matters. Hoy Soloy Shasa Koisha, if it had a Shasa Koisha, Vin Nipsal, Yesh Boy Mishum Shvirasa Etzem. So then there's an Isser of Shviras Ha'etzem. Ha'isul ha'ishas ha'koish ha'im be'im ishim Shviras Ha'etzem. Rab Shimon ha'ima echot ze ve'echot ze ein bo'im ishim Shviras Ha'etzem. Say it did have a shas ha'koish. Say it didn't have a shas ha'koish. But since it's now possible, there's no Isser of Shviras Ha'etzem. So Rab Shimon is l'choy mamish like the Tanakame. We'll see Taisvus asks this question. Let us see Rashi. Hani atzomois heichi domi. Dekama ikron utchiloson bisreife. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that there's two types of noisa. There's a noisa that's an occurrence. That's for hanoisa. If he was nesatzon, was left over. And then there's atzomis, which mitchiloson is oimed to be nisraf. There's no eitzer. There has to be burnt. So hani atomis echidomi dikoma that the Mishnah says ikron et chiloson b'sreif. If it's speaking about that there's no moyach nishdino yashlichem leitzrak osum sreif ala boroi lachilo v'nitoisom. The whole din sreif was only said something that's roi lachilo v'nitoisom k'dachsiv leisesir mimenu ad boikel. Vim taisiru tisrefu. But something I told me, which I never really like, there's no moya, there's no dinoisa, so there's no din sreifa. The isbu moya, so if you'll say the Mishnah speaking about it, Thomas isbu moya, mit chilosa le sreifa in din, sha'osa le sha'avram, because you're not permitted to break them. Balkol choch nasim noiso, hilka choshu le bampe nafshai, so that's why he doesn't put atzomis. Together with Noiso, because Atomis always has to become Noiso. Noiso, speaking about a case that the Mikri was Nisatzel, it became Noiso. So that's the Shosul Shavakal Kochach Nasin Noiso. Hilka Choshu, Ubam Peinav Shayu, Lehavu Bechlava Noiso, Damas Nis, and therefore it's a different category. It doesn't fall into the category of the Noiso of the Mishnah, which is speaking about a Mikri. So if you'll say that Misham Shei Noiso is like Noiso, Amot Alokobos Reif Afatzomis, Kamoyach Atzmoi, Eloi lav milsi, but if you'll tell me that misham shein noiso is garnished, I mean, given sheni toisro venifsalu, ain't by misham iso shvira. So now there's no iso shvira. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Damrina lekama vetzel mesish peru boy, there's a mid bekosha, veloi beposo. So why do you have to burn the atzomis? Nitvarinu, let's just break the atzomis. V'nishkelei l'moyech v'nishrefei. V'loyav sedeitzim, and therefore you don't need so much fuel to burn up all the atzomis. V'toireach, and you don't need the tilchel ishref atzomis. Akochach ezarayim. V'atetan ahoz misham shein noiso, have a din of noiso. And for the Gemara, no. Could be Misham, there's no such thing as Misham say Naisa. Nakasova Raitane. Boy, the Sid Gabi Shvire, love them you take posel also. It's not in my posel. A look at the crow, the kosher of our posel, the mashma, he holds a little posel, is also a Issa of Shvira Setsa. So the Gemara, you can't say such a thing. The Zicher up to by posel, because he learned in the Mishnah, Moisa betoyer b'choshken betomei, won't get malkus. Ain't say that the Kama b'pirken b'forish time, hoisa lo isha sakoisha. So the Gemara says it depends. If it had a isha sakoisha, could go in noisa, yes, by shvira sa etzem, so the Issa of the Sish Beru remains even after it becomes nivsal. My house, Eloi Shasa Kaisha, could go in Nitmol if Nezrikim. That before the Zrikim, there was never Chal. And a heter Achil on the Boso, because it was Nitmol, Zain Boy, Misham Shvira Setsa. Umani, Utani, the Masnisa, the Shani, Lei Bohochi, Legabi Shvira Setsa. That he differentiates between house, Eloi Shasa Kaisha, to Loi house, Eloi Shasa Kaisha. So that is Rabbi Yaakov. Zog Taisus. Poi, because, vafilu beposel. What did the Gemara want to say? The Gemara wanted to say first, that bemisen misham sheino isor is gomish. Ah, so why do you have to burn the atomics? Because you cannot get to the mayach. Because you're not, because the isor shviris atom applies vafilu by apostle kolben Taisus. The loytik shifektaisus akashe v'yoytzi amoyach ayidei gumrese. The lekish v'resetze. Fektaisus take a hot coal, a burning coal, and then put it over the bone, so the coal will burn out the etzem, and then you have an opening there, and you're able to take out the moyach. It's why do you have to burn the whole bone? I mean, that's claw. By burning, there's no ister of shviras etzem, because Lamais the Mishnah says you burn the etzem. So kocho, burning is not called shvira. The shvira is not allowed to break it. If you burn it, you burn it. The fire is break. Bechal doesn't go into the tzur of shvira. So for ektach teisvis, if you learn shat in the Mishnah, that the whole reason you have to burn the bones is because you don't have any eitzer to get the moyach out, for teisvis it's not true. You can make a hole in the bone with a gumrisa, with a coal, and you'll be able to take out the moyach. So Taisus di kolamechesh shema yifka kedamrina lekama. The Gemara says that's not a foolproof eitzer, because bemison this is a kasha when it's before it becomes nicer. Why don't you eat the moyach? Let's take a gumrisa and we'll eat the moyach also. Why do we wait till it becomes nice, and then we have problems. Let's eat the moyach hayday grumis. So the Gemara says it could come out that the bone can break. That means the heat of the coal can cause it to break. That's called shvira. That's not called burning. So that's, therefore one is not permitted to use the grumis. Inami hayday grumis trichemul salamevet. To each bone to start opening up now with a coal is a big tirche. Stamat astira to the simches chalamoy, tzal kaponim, so that's why we burn it all. Rab Shimon aim echad ze bechad ze, ein boi mishim shvira sa etzem, vim taimer Rab Shimon aim the Tanakam, that's what the Tanakam said. The Tanakam said, there's no difference of Shasa Kaish, Loishloi Sasha Kaish. Nilarid Rabbi Yaakov Rav Shimon Pligi Alibe de Tanikame. Kihi de la Yabala Inoshin Peka in Godlu, the Hide Cheskosin Shalishon de Cheska Sabat. He says the Tanikame is Parve. Boy be kosher, voloi be posel. So Rabbi Yaakov is Meforish. That what by posel, there's no din of Shvira Setsa, but Tavke, Lehoisa Leishasa Kaisha. Zet de Gemara weiter. Meisvei, we learned a Bereise that says as follows. Kol atzomis hakotchim, ein tunim sreife, chutz mi atzomis hapesach, mitnei atakolem. So lechere, the Mishnah is saying, the Bereise is saying, that all that was, Pabashi was speaking about, okay, the Bereise is going to explain. So the Bereise, the Bereise differentiates between that Tzomis of other Kabbonis and that Tzomis of Pesach. That Tzomis of other Kabbonis, you don't have to burn. That Tzomis of Pesach, you have to burn. Mitnei atakolot. Fakt the Gemara, hani at Tzomis eichidom. Ilaim is the last buhumoyach. There's no moyach in them. Salam alus reif. So why by atzmes ha-peisach you need reif? El obshite de isbu moyach. Behev moyach. Be is al kedaitach shimish noisa milsehi. So the Gemara learn pshat in the Brais as follows. But here's moyach. So kol atzmes ha-kotshim ein tunim reif. Because you can break them. You don't have to burn them. Atzmeis Pesach. You can't break. Midnei atakola. Taka like a bianke. You can't break. So memele. So therefore you have to burn them. So al kaponim shteta chlorim del bereise that atzmeis, that is no din of misham sheinaisa. Because if it be a din of misham sheinaisa, so the Atzmeis Kodshim would also need Sreife, because they became already Misham Shein Noisa. That's the Gemara's Kash. V'yisal kedai toch Shemish Noisa Milsi, if you'll tell me, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that Shemish Noisa Milsi, Atzmeis Kodshim amai ain't tunim Sreife. So since Lamaise, they became Noisa, so why don't you have to burn them? Is there a raya, if I can, there's no such thing as Misham Shein Noisa. There's no such halach, no sofakel. So therefore, you can break them open now and throw them away. But in the atzmei spesach, you can't break, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so memela, you have to burn them. Let us see Rashi. Kol atzmei snoiso min hakotshim ein tunim sreif, alo shoivrom, umoitzias amoyach, veserufoi, you burn the moyach, umashleches atzomeis, Chutz me'atzmeis ha-peisach shen yochol ha-shoibron, mibnei ta'kol ha-satzmeis ish berubo, you can't break them. Ravikach nisrof meidei moyach shebem, therefore they're burnt because of the moyach. Frag the Gemara, if it's speaking about that there's no moyach, lo mulus reifel atzmeis ha-peisach. So forget, so it's a raya, now like Rabbi Yitzchak, there's no such din of misham shein oisa. Oh, my Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, no, it's no raya. Hoche be my askinon. Different case. Kegoin shemotzon chalutzim. We found broken bones. It's atzmois kodshim. Punkfakel. It's not going according to Rabbi Yankiv. It's going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that the whole Isra of Shviras Etzim is only when it is a kosh, when it is a posel. There's no Isra of Shviras Etzim. So Mamela was speaking about, we found broken bones. Shemotzon chalutzim. Is atzma is kochim. Now the shaila is, ata yepunfakel. This whole bereis is a raya to Rabbi Yitzchak. That there is an Isra of Misham Sheinaisa. No, we found broken bones. So the shaila is, when were these bones broken? Is atzmeis kochim de ein be mishum shvira se etzim? kam i den erwin neusa chaltina. So me stomme verkehrt, me darf sagen, Yisrael kedoyshe mein, aber sich stomme becheskes kaschres, me ikar adin, you mach in in alto live over the moyach in that summit, by all kotschim, you mach weir to break the bones and take out the moyach. So me stomme, that's exactly what occurred. So me meile, the atma is hakadoshim, is me stomme, the bones were broken before it became nicer. They never became nicer. They may mishim shviras etzem. It came out in a heavy nicer, chaltzinu, but I have it, shimush nicer. So mele, the bones never became mishamshe nicer, but I boos reid. If you don't have to burn them, why should you burn them? At mispesach, the yeshbe mishim shviras etzem. That mispesach. So they couldn't break them before it became nicer, because there's an Issa Shura Setsan. Eimo, Lebosso, then they have been nicer, the Chalcina. So when, if you see broken bones now, so when were they broken afterwards? So Memele, Vahava, Lehushimish nicer, so upon him, there was a man, when the Atomis were Mishamish nicer, Lebos Reifer. So therefore you have to bring it. So Pumfaket, you wanted to bring a guy from this Bereise, Kineged Rav Yitzchak, Fakel, Tatayib Shan, the Braisa, like Rav Yitzchak. Fakel, that is no, the whole reason you have to burn the Atzomis of a Kolben Pesach is because there's a loch of Shimush Nois. Rashi, Shemotzon Chalutzim, Kula Masnisim, it took me the Moitzi Atzomis Chalutzim. We're not speaking about he found Gansa Beina, and he found Sabrochna Beina, Kloima, Shvurim. V'nechlatz Moich Mehem, and the Moich was removed. Atzomis Kadoshim, the Mutala Shoivram, Amrin, and Stomme, the Milse. Loi Osa Moich, did do the day Noisa, and Stomme, the Moich never became Noisa. Umikame Yisirayu. The Nesili, the Noisa Chalcida. So before it ever became Osa, he took it out. The Ein Kan Shimush Noisa. There was no Shimush Noisa. Aber, by Kolben Pesach, Bishas, it was a kosher Kolben. He couldn't break it then. So when could he start breaking the bones? After it became Noisa, Labas Ochidiv, so Chalcida, the Sulas Beis Shvire, Ke Rab Shimon is going according to Rab Shimon. Yeshkanshi Mushnaisus, now already was Misham Shenaisa, you have to burn. Zuktaisvis, Eima Lebosach Isure Chalcino. So what's that, Mimneatakola Diktoni Bebraise? So what's that, Mimneatakola? Before we learn Pshat, that you have to burn the bones because you can't break them. That's a Mimneatakola. That's why you have to burn it. But if you're telling me now we have broken bones side to side, the reason you have to burn it is because of Misham Shemaisa. So what's Mipnei HaTakola? Mipnei HaTakola Diktani Bebraisa, Aine de Mishim Shviras Etzem Leichotzino Koide Misura. Lachi Yisor for the Shimshu Naisa. So that's John the Bereise. Because they never were Mishamish Noisa. Because they were broken before it became Noisa. So you can't say that it was broken before it became Noisa. Because then he was not allowed to break it. Akocha, it's broken after it became Noisa. It's broken after it became Noisa. So it's Mishamish Noisa. And therefore, it's Achiyev Sreifa. Rav Zvid Omar, a different akimte. Not we're speaking about that we have tziburim of broken bones. No, I don't know exactly what we have. Rav Zvidom hochi b'mayaskinon kigoyim shemitzon tziburim umehem chalutzim. A person found piles of bones and I see on the top the broken bones. Was tutzach in the whole pile to be baidik the whole pile. I wasn't baidik the whole pile. Is as I, atzomis kochim, the ain be mishum shviras etzem, atzomis kochim, that there was no isav shviras etzem, lukulu habacholitzlu, ba'ochulu, leibois reifem. So also the same thing. We hold like Rabbi Yitzchok, that is the din of misham shenoisa. So by the atzomis, we have to clear, is there misham shenoisa here?
No, as she said, is Misham Sheinaisa. There's no Misham Sheinaisa because Mistome, it was broken. All of them are broken, Mistome. All of them are broken before, so before it became Naisa. At Maisa Pesach, the Yesh Ben Mishum Shvira Sa'etzim, but at Maisa Yesh Ben Mishum Shvira Sa'etzim, Bil Mehani Dol Chaltzino. Maybe the top ones are broken. Ulahanach Loi Chaltzino, maybe the bottom ones are not broken. Ubo Yisreife, therefore you need Sreife. So we'll see, this is going according to Rabbi Yanke. We'll see, let us see Rashi. Shemotzon tziburim tziburim, ubodak el yoinim umetzoon chalutzim. It was bodak the top layer, and he found the top layer is broken bolts. Was totzach in the whole pile, he doesn't have the faintest idea. If the ganze beine, he has to burn it. Is a chiyuv als, I mean, he has to get rid of the nicer al kaponim. So the halacha is like this. Atma is kochim, leboy le mivdak tachtoin. Don't to be baidik. Em zachon, the stomach, everything was broken, all these bones are broken. Because, there's no isav shvira setzim, some of the zichah broke the bones, and it shouldn't become nicer. Avol atma is pesach, boy le mivdak kulo. You have to be boidik all of them. Ubaho, you have to be boidik all of them, and if he doesn't want to be boidik all of them, so you have to be afraid that, maybe they're not broken. And therefore, you have to burn them. Because Lamai says, it doesn't say boidik, but in the Baraisa it says, kolatz misakotch meintunim sreife, chutz matz misapesech, neatakola. So Poshid by Soishi, you have to burn them. So it would mean that if you don't want to be Baidik them, it's a suffix. Maybe you have here Ganze Beine, so therefore you have to be, either you have to be Baidik them, or if you don't want to be Baidik, you have to burn them. We'll explain soon. So, Rashi, Baha Polig, Rav Zvid, Ada Rav Nachman. He says, Rav Zvid has a different akimte. Rav Nachman said, it's speaking about all the bones are broken. And by the Atzmes Pesach, you assume it happened after it became Noisa, so it's also called Mishamshe Noisa. Atzmes Kochim, it happened before, so it's not Mishamshe Noisa. That's what Rav Nachman said. Now Rav Zvid makes a whole Geratschka over here. Rav Zvid said, speaking about the top bones are broken. The bottom bones, I don't know, was Tutzach Dodon. So Memele, so by Atmis Kochim it's the same thing. Atmis Kochim, as I assume they're broken because so by Atmis Kochim it's the same shot. There was Zichah broken before, they're all broken bones, there's no Nisa here. So therefore you don't have to do anything. But by the Atmis Pesach, this is already a new Knech. I wasn't Baidig, so maybe you have to be Chayish, maybe the bottom bones weren't broken, so you have to burn them. So, a man of Shechet, he was saying, ready with broken bones. What's up, Shmachan, a ganze Zach, that the top ones are broken, I don't know what's the bottom ones. Say, ready like Rav Nachman. Make me kind of broken bones. So, it was broken later, and you have to burn it out, Misham Sheneisa. So, Trashi, Boho, Polygraph, Zvida, Rav Nachman. The E, Motzon, Chalutzen. Loi Chomer, Shimush, Neisa, Kule, Hai, Latzricha, Yisreifa, Misofik. So he says, Rav Zvid is choylik on Rav Nachman. That means Rav Zvid holds. If you found a pile of broken bones by a Kolben Pesach, you know clothes are broken, so you would not have to burn them als Misham Sheinoiso, because it's a sofik. You wouldn't have to burn them, So, Rashi says as follows, that Rav Zvid held, if it would be speaking about broken bones, I wouldn't have to burn them, Because who says the bones were broken afterwards? It was Misham Sheinoisa. Maybe it was broken before, but not Misham Sheinoisa. So therefore, Rav Zvid says a different pshat. Fact the Marsha, that Rashi is very schwer. L'chayre, if I go and I see broken bones, so you're clearing a suffix, when they were broken before or after, so I see he say they were broken afterwards. To break it before, then he said, I should break the bones before. Because you have to assume it was broken afterwards. So it was broken afterwards, so tichem misham sheinoisa. Why is it a suffix? Rashi says it'll be a suffix. So therefore the Marsha says a beautiful pshat. That Rashi learned, Rav Zvid learned, that the Brais is going according to Rav Yaakov. According to Rav Yaakov, if there was a shas akosha, you never permitted to break the bones. So now, if I have a pile of bones, of Korban Pesach, and I see the top are broken. Now I'll ask a shayla, were these bones broken beheta or beissa? So there's one answer. It was either broken beissa. Because whenever it's broken, it's beissa. It's broken before it became noisa, it's beissa. It's broken after it became noisa, it's beissa. So zicha was issa. So now I'll clear a shayla, so Memele, so if all these, it's going according to Rabbi Yankiv, so Memele, so find a pile of broken bones, so why should you burn them? Why should you be mechuyev to burn them? It's a Sofik Darabona. The whole din of Misham Sheinoisa is a Darabona. I see broken bones, and I have a Sofik Ashokal. I know all these bones were broken by Veda. That's for sure, because there's no heter whatsoever to break bones of a Korban Pesach. It goes according to Rabbi Yankiv. So whenever they were broken by Israel. So now I have a suffix. Were they broken before it became Noiso? Were broken after it became Noiso? So I'll say suffix the Rabbon and the cooler. So I'll say it was broken before. To make now a chum, I have to burn them of Misham Shei Noiso. Between you and me, the Masha says suffix the Rabbon. You can even say better than suffix the Rabbon. Hera cheskas heta. That means the bones were mutter till they became Misham Sheinoisa. Now to break them, but there's no din sreif on them. So I'm clearing, was it chala din sreif on them or not? It's a chiv da rabbonon, Misham Sheinoisa, and there's a cheskas, there's a chazoka de mikore, that it was in mikore, it wasn't a chuyiv b'sreif. So memelet, so Rav Zvid learned shat in the bereis, and the bereis is going according to Rav Yaakov. Look, the Marsha, why did Rav Zvid learn like this? Because he says he was Elach. The Bereis is very schwer. The Bereis says, Kutz me'atmeis ha-Pesach v'nei ha-Takola. So v'nei ha-Takola, Teishas ha-Tzich Gemutshis. What's up v'nei ha-Takola? If it's speaking about, so you learn v'nei ha-Takola means, because now you're not allowed to break them. Kol atmeis ha-Koshim e'intunim s'reifer. You have to burn them because you can't break them. So that's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. So the male, this Bryce is going according, not the way Tosha says, because he couldn't have broken it before. That's what Minei Atakol. Minei Atakol is going now. Now he can't break it. So the male, so that's how Rabbi Yaakov learned, that's how Rabbi Zvid learned shot in the Bryce. The Bryce is speaking about that you found a pile of bones. The top ones are broken, but on the bottom ones, I don't know. So call atzmai sakadoshim ein tunim sreife, because you don't have to burn them, because I assume they're all broken, Yisrael kadoshim, some of the zikha broke the bones, it shouldn't be over on the lava of Leisa Siro. Chutz mi atzmai sapesach, I can't assume they were broken before. Mechad, they said you're not allowed to break them before also. Could be they're not broken at all. Half a kel. So Memela, so you have to burn them now. Memnea takova. I can't assume that they're broken because you're not allowed to break them. And I can't break them now because you're also not allowed to break them. So Memela, so now you have to burn them. Chutz matmis apesach memnea takova. But to learn like Rav Nachman that they're all broken, then he would hold that misafik cannot mechuyev to burn the bones. Chutz misham sheinoisa, because it's a safik to rabbon. That's how the Marsha says pshat in Rashi. That is nachmo the last Rashi, leboil a mivdik tachtoinim. But by the atzmeis koshim, you don't have to be boidik to tachtoinim. You're permitted to assume that the zicher are broken. Aber atzmeis a pesach, boil a mivdik kulu. But pligi rav zvida drav nachm, di motzon chalutzen, if you would find all the bones broken, like homo shimush noise kolar la tzrich esreif amisrofik, beloimer bosar isorayu, Chotzinu, that it was broken after it became nicer. Who says? Maybe it was broken before. Oma Rav Yehuda Omarav. Nusugya. Kol ha-gidim boso. All the gidim that are in a tler, in a kolben pesach, have a loch of boso, which means mechuyiv to be eaten, you're a money on them, you're mekayim mitzvah sachilas ha-pesach, chut migidei tzavo. There's a gid in the tzavo, which is a very hard gid, it's not an edible gid, so that is not boso. That gid, there's no chiyav achilas. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol ha-gidim boso, harei hen ke boso, v'nimnim aleihem be-pesach. And a person can be money. V'yoytze yedei chayvosem. Chutz migidei tzavo. Shehu olol horochov. That's the Shmashal's Gilse. V'koshe v'eitz ba'almo. This is not bosom. So memele, so this is not yoytze mitzvah sachila. This is not bosom. Yeah. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Ha'atzomis, v'hagidim, v'hanoiso, yisolfu, betezayin. You burn them. You burn gidim. Like the Gemara, hani gidim heichidomi. What is that? You burn gidim. Ilayme gidei boso, gidim, whichever the no boso, which means all the gidim besides that, the gidatzabo. Achlinu. So, why do you burn them? You should eat them. The mikra happened and it wasn't eaten. Hainu noiso. So that's the third case of noiso. That means that something happened, there was misatzel was left over. So, but it's not that you have to burn gidim, you have to eat gidim. No. If it wasn't itoiso, so you burn it. So that's noiso. Elopshita gidei tzavo, sakochoch, the Mishnah is speaking about gidei tzavo. So memela, now I have a big problem. Gidei tzavo. Is I amrit bishloime, if you'll say, not like Rav, you'll say that it also is Hashem boso. I amrit bishloime boso, nina, so say the gidei tzavo is boso. Amatelochi boi schreifo, therefore you need schreifim. Ali amret la bosoninu lomalu schreifim. But if it doesn't have a shame boso, why do you need schreif? Now this is a shver gemore. Let us see Rashi and Taisus. Hani gidim de koma ikron utchiloson le schreifim. That means this is a besondere bo, but it's not like noiso. Noiso means if it occurred that there was noiso, so you burn it. But gidim means gidim, you have to burn. Hani gidim de koma ikron utchiloson le schreife, that it's aimed to be burnt hechidomi. So, if it's boso, eat it. Vide yato, it was left over, vation is atzlu bachiloson, it's hainu noiso, that's the case of noiso, which means, if it occurred that there was a atzlu, so that's noiso, but that's not gidim. Elo pshite begidei tzava komal. Umishum she'ein necholim machmas kosho. It is not readily eaten because it's hot. Moni lohu bahadi atzomet. So therefore he puts it together with atzomet. The komal, the ikron lisreifa, that it's oimed lisreifa. Why? The mistome loy ochalohu. Now, this is very mechudishtik. That means like this. Let's go a little further. Gamut b'shleim ha-bosninu, v'ochelu nofik bu, amati lochi bo'oschei. So the Gemara says like this, that be'emesin, the Gemara is choylik an rav. Be'emesin, the gida tzava, has a shame boso. And if it has a shame boso, b'chu yiftit it. And if you don't need it, it's chayv schreif al t'noisa. So why does the Mishnah say that you burn it? Because elach yidin don't burn the elach yidin eat it up. But the mistam eloy ochel. Let's face facts. People normally, since it's not so mutam, it doesn't taste so good. People normally don't eat it. If you take a census, so 95% of the Kolbanis Pesach, the Gidat Tzava is not eaten. So Memela, that's why, is the Shrider wrong? It's 100% wrong. But let's face facts. The Maisa, Mistama, that's what happens. People don't eat it. So therefore, the Tana made two categories. He said the things which are normally burnt, that's Gidim. We're speaking about Gidei Atzava. Then he speaks about the Chalokim, which sometimes are burnt, and that's Noisa. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Let us see Taisus. The Amrit Pishloime Bosoninu. So Taisus has the Kashe. Vein Lahakshe. He Bosoninu. If it's Boso, Lechlinu. So let us, so it should be eaten. Why do you say it's burnt? You burn it, you eat it. The Tosfos, the lav basa gomu hu shei tamom ketam basa. Not a basa gomu. Miu le'inyin sreife boi le'meime de lehevi basa. For gabi sreife tosev ha'shem basa. Now Tosfos zikta, the minchas chinach in mitzvah ches, the b'maschol v'hinei, halav, Rab Chaim Oizer, Chaylik Bey, Simen Chavov, Sivkot Nehei, Ametadid as follows. That some Taisus is telling us Amuim de Kechidish. The Lav of Lo Yisai Siru is only applicable by something that is Bosa Gomo. And the only reason you don't eat it because you're misatzel. That is the lav leisasir. You have a good piece of meat. You have a roasted piece of meat. Leisasir. It's a lav. Not allowed to be meisah. But if something, if you can't come with such a sales talk, it's not so mutim. Lav bosa gomu sheitamom kitam bosa. Yeah, logically, here's a shame bosa, but it's not, even though it's edible, normally it's not eaten. Ein oichlen oisai. So, he wants to say, so there's no lav of loisai siru. Loisai siru is only, if the only reason you don't eat it because you're misatzel. Here, the reason I'm not eating it because it's not too edible. So memele, you're not mechuyev to eat it. And there's no lav of loisai siru. Va'afal pikein. If, but since halachically it has a shame boso, so the halach is if it was nitoiso, you have to burn it. That's how both of them want to say pshat and toisus. That means you could have, so it's batzim it's saying a mu'im de kechidish, that the din sreife is not a poil yoitzi of the lav of loisei siru. I could have something that became Noisa without being over the lav of Loisei Siru, and here that's what they're saying on the Gid HaTzavo. Here the Lashon of Rashi maybe I think it's Rashi of HaMoise wants to be Moira Neshdinu, when the Moise speaks about Atzomis, Yashlichem, the Lahitzel Hakosov Schreifer, the Boroi, La Achila, and Itoisa, the Sivai Sisirum, Imen Adboike, the Imte Siro Tisrofu. Rashi weiss doch ois, that the Din Schreifer is totally in the Loisai Siro.
That's what Rashi said, something that you can't eat. There's no din sreita. Im teisiru teisiru, im teisiru tisrafu. I mean, the way they're saying now, we have a hechatimtze that there's no din of loisasiru, but for pikein, im teisiru tisrafu. But that's how they're metadet to say pshat, achsach mir and teisiru. The other way to say pshat and teisiru, Vashmu wants to say pshat and teisiru, teisiru says like Rashi. But the Lashon is very schwer. Rashi said it more balabatish. Mestama lo yochelu, even though mestama lo yochelu, Rashi had the kasha. Shein echolim machmas koshon, dikolo said the mestama lo yochelu. Taisu says, Lashon is schwer, ibosa nino lechlinu, la bosa gomu, sheitama kitam bosa. So, if they have five words, so memele, so that's why, mistoma, that's why they don't need it. Dealing is favor, boy, lamayma, the lava bosa. If I stay tach, it's bosa, if you gabi chiyav achila also. Roshan of Toysis, what Abbas Oiskev is in Takavi, the minchas chinach, that you split, in hilchas reifa, you split it. Sagt die Gemara weiter. So we have a problem. According to Rav, that Rav said that the Gidei Atzava Lemaise is an Eitz Palme, but he says it's not Bosar at all. So Memele, so we're back to the Kasha, so what are we speaking about? What kind of gidim are we speaking about? The gidim which are boso have to be eaten. The gidim which are not boso, that's the gidah tavo, there's no din sreife. Aliyamut la boso in the lomolo sreife. That was the kasha and rav. Omar rav chizde loy nitzacha elo le gidah noshe. The mishnah that says that you burn the gid is speaking about the gidah noshe. Velibe the rav Yehuda. Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einoi Noyeg Ela Ba'achas. That the Issa Gid Anoshe is, there's two Gidei Anoshe, one on the right Yerech, and one on the left Yerech. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Einoi Noyeg Ela Ba'achas. It's only Noyeg by one. Va'adas Machash Shal Yemin. And the Das Machia, that it's the Yerech Shal Yemin. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, loy nitzricho elo legid anoshem, loy lom gidei tzava la boso nima. Well, no, we'll say like Rav. Gidei tzava tak is not boso. And meilu it's not noiso. Visha gidem boso goma broy lachile. So what gidem are we speaking about in our Mishnah? That it has a teures gid. That is aimed to be burnt. Which kid is we speaking about? As nisan the mashme the yesh kidim shein boso liton sreife ustomon einecholin the komo yisrefu betazayim begidan nosh shuhurach bekoshel achila and it's rach bekoshel Rabbi Yehuda the omay noigal ba'aches loydina b'haim minay hilkach. Mitchile, oimid oisoi shall heta lishefe, bishim de lo yoda lay de lichle. Oh, so now we're going to say pshat. What is pshat? Pshat is, we'll start off with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that before the adas machas, ain't in noyig ele ba'achas. The isagid anoshes, and only one of the two gidim. Nich yerech is a gid, it's one of the two. Now, let's say we don't know which one it is. If we don't know which one it is, so the mice is as I. So you have here two gidim, and each tle comes with two gidim. Now, that's klo. Ein enoy galabachas. So one gid is osa, one gid is muga. What does an Elohim have to do? Well, an Elohim is not permitted to eat both of them. If he doesn't know which one is also, which one is mut, he's not allowed to eat both of them. So he lemaisa. So now, but lemaisa. But one of them is not edible. So that one, there's no dinoisa on that. That's also bachila. So that's no dinoisa. That oimet to be eaten. The other one is edible, but al tzfunkeit, al tzelichkeit, I can't eat it. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is the gidim. That means you have to burn. There are gidim which are always burnt, because they're not permitted to be eaten misafik, because maybe this is a gidanosh, but there is a gid that is not a gidanosh and has to be burnt. So memeilem. So these gidim always have to be burnt. So this is boso, which is always burnt and never eaten. Frag the Gemara. Well, now that what Rabbi Yehuda said, vadas machash al yamin. So we'll see this v'shailan the Gemara in Chulin. What does hadas machas mean? Does hadas machas mean das toires machia? And that means that he cried it, but he was poishited, that it's the yamin. And it's bitter. So then it's vaitishvel. So then you have to, so the yamin you throw away, and the smell you eat. Then he said hadas machas means that he had a suffix, he's not, that the yamin is the osadik one, but it's really, it's not philosophic by him. So the mailer then would be very good, the Mishnah. Like the Gemara, Elo Tibshay, the Svuki Misavka Leil Rabbi Yehuda. So then we can be Poshet Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. The Eim if Shet Pshita Yahida Teire Neichle Yisura Nishdai Yelom Alei Sreife, if Rabbi Yehuda really knows that the Yemin is Osir and the Smail is Mutter, so the Smail you have to eat, and the Yemin you throw away. Why do you have to burn any git? Omar Rav Ike Bachinen Ike Goyin Shehukru Ubesoif Nisavu. Speaking about Take, the Yemin is Take. The Yemin is also, and the Yemin really can throw away. The Smoil is Mutter, the Smoil Mechuyifti. But now both Gidim got mixed up. So now he doesn't know what to do with them. So now the din is you have to burn them, because there's a gid here which is oimed lachile and became noisa. Zot rash. The pachinu tivshit mehod the mesafkalei Rabbi Yehuda b'ay noig da milsi boilam peki da noshe the tani Rabbi Yehuda oimed ay noig al ba'achas ba'das machas shal yimin v'boilon mivshit lo Rabbi Yehuda shal yimin. Does he really hold takish yimin? Umay das teko mar das toire. It says with a hey, I'm a human, I do misfuki misavkele, my das, das night, a climate, misstavro. Misupzvorif, but we're not matri surim with zvorif. Is tibshim, masnis, midikal, matri losel, israifim. Our Mishnah says that it has to be burned. Therefore, you have to burn both the gidim. And each one you can say, "Hi, the teira have. Maybe this is takemuta." The pshitale, if it was poshet, amay tchilase l'sreife. Why is tchilase l'sreife the teira neichle the isur and ishtaya? Gidanosha you should throw away and eat the mutadika one. The Gemara Lailam Shitalay the Shal Yemi. No, you have no right. Could be Rabbi Yehuda Dos, as Torah. Umas Nisan Lay Motzi Ochalay Umatzuch Lay Sreife. Shinis Arvu La'achamika. Speaking about on this Arab La'achamika. So, b'shehukru lav davke. The body mitchilos say hukru. Ein lecha odom shere makia ben tzad yamin le tzad smil. Don't need hukru. The was hukru. But later became this arif. So became this arif. So now I don't know what to do. It's very modern, the loshna of the Mishnah Hagidim. I mean, and if it gets this arif, it gets this arif. That's a psa mikre, but Hagidim. The Svas Emes is Moira, a very interesting Ha'ore. The Svas Emes is Moira as follows. There's a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Raivit. How are you Tzoyle a Korban Pesach? The Rambam says you have to be Tzoyle B'Shleimus. You don't cut anything. the cuts you'll make after it's roasted. That you tail it with the gibanosh and everything else. And later, afterwards, you'll take off the gibanosh. That's what the Rambam says, and the Ravid says, Chas v'sholem, you're not tail it with the gibanosh, you first take off the gibanosh. Tainet is vasem is lachoyer from Agamore, there's a moire de keraye to the Rambam. He says, according to the Ravid, what does one do? So before he roasts the Korban Pesach, he takes off the gid hayamin. The gid hasmoil, he doesn't take off. Now, afterwards, when the gid was cut off, it's roasted. So you have one roasted gid and one gid that was unroasted. So how could it be nis'arev? How could it get mixed up? You see, this is roasted and this is not roasted. So kochach is alright to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, you roast everything. So you have two roasted gidim, and later they started cutting out the gidim, so the daddy got mixed up, which was the right, which was the left. So memele, that's what the Zasemis wants to say. Zuck the Gemara right. Rav Ashi Omar, loy nitzrcho elo lishumnoi de gidanoshe. Not speaking about, gid does not mean gid. Gid, you burn the gid. You don't throw away the gid, I'm sorry. You turn away the gid. The gid is also ma'achila. It's no mitzvah sachila. Now we're speaking about the shuman of the gid anosh. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, shumnoi muta. The shuman of gid anosh is not also al gid. It's shuman shal gid. So it's muta. Mikadin it's muta. V'yis royal kidoishim hain. The noye gimbayisa. But Eden don't eat the soul kedoshim, the noyik not to eat the shum. So let us see what Rashi says. Rav Ashi Yoma Masnitzin b'shum noy shall git koma. We're not speaking about the etzem gits from the shuman shall git. The muta minatoy. So you're allowed to eat it. A git. The nogu isoboy. And the nogu isoboy. Hilkach. Chilosoy l'sreife. So therefore this is oimed l'sreife. Why? The kiv and the minat toire mutter, since minat toire, you're allowed to eat it. Chal iso no iso olo. So if you're allowed to eat it, so the pashtus is, so there's a iso no iso. So you're not allowed to, if you're allowed to eat it, so there's a din of leisei siru, lechoire there's a din of, and when it becomes noisa, Rashi doesn't speak about leisei siru, let's be elach. Rashi says, chal iso no iso olo, could be Rashi means, later, at the given the minatayre mutter, since minatayre it's edible, chal iser noisa olav, so the iser noisa is chal later when it becomes noisa. Ubechlal noisa loy choshev loy ay, it says noisa ready, the high alcohol chaymet chilosi laka chaymet. This is oimet to become noisa. This is not chanis atzlu. This is oimet to become noisa. V'itzach lemisnai bampe nafshayu. So that's why this is a new thing. Velashmi inon the osa la'ochla. He's coming to tell us that you're not allowed to eat it. Now here's a meira de kechidish. Now the shaila is, why aren't you allowed to eat it? Meint l'cheire min ha-teire, yehevi ha-mitzvah b'chilas ha-pesach. Yehevi ha-laf and bal-toisa. And you saw kedoshim. Sheni kedoshim, a kodesh that makayim zay mitzvahs, nit yemavatel a mitzvahs esif and achilas a pesach, alavam leisei stiro, yisrael kedoshim. How does this work? Menachas Chinuch wants to say, in Rashi, al kaponim, he wants to say that yesh koyach lachomim lakadova minatoyre b'shei valtasa. That's what he, Lamaisa, wants to say. That means minatayri yizichem b'chuyiv to eat it, and minatayri yoyva leisei siru if you don't eat it. Yeshkech from lakadol minatayri b'sheva al tase. They said, no, shouldn't eat it. So memele, so that's what he wants to say, pshat. Why did they do asoy? Not a parsha, but that's what they did, take. So Semis asks, yes, Akasha, take, why did the Chacham say not to eat it? Brings a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Medida shal mitzvah is mutter. Yeah, Medida is also, but Medida shal mitzvah is mutter. So Taisvah says, why would they matter shal mitzvah? So Taisvah says, Medida isn't a malach, it's not a shvus, it's also a t'uvda de chayl. So Memele, Rufde de Chayel, but it's a Shal Mitzvah, so they were Mata. So he asks, so the Sassene says, this is not even us to meet the Rabbonon. Nogu. It's a Minig. So here you have a Mitzvah, so what's on the Stellen do at a Minig and be Vatsu a Mitzvah and a Nitzvah? She wants to say, could be a Minig is worse. By Minig, there's a Issa Bal Yachal. With Minhogim already, we were playing around with Bal Yachal. That's why they couldn't be Mata. The Nogu has a Chomer of Bal Yachal. Of Chilul Neder. That's what this Vasemis wants to say. There's another Malach, I mean, Chassidus had started off, he doesn't like this in Rashi, but, as we've mentioned before in Tosfos, that the whole, if we say Pshat in Tosfos said before, the Lav Bosa Gomu, She Yitamom Kitam Bosa, so Memele, that the whole Isser of Noisor is, if the only reason you don't eat it is because you're nesatzel, that's the Isser of Noisor. But if for some reason, me'estas nisht, it's not oimid le'yachel, either als frumkeit, either als, or the way Tosfos said before, to the lavos or gomuhu, so then the whole, so then it doesn't go into the mitzvah sachila, it doesn't go into the Isser of Bal Tosfos. Baltoise, va'af al pikein, the iser noiser is chal, it's a chiev koris, and there's also a chiev schreifer.